Hey, good morning, everyone, and Shavua Tov. Hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. We are going to endeavor today to do both day three and day four. I'm going to do one recording now, and please God, one later on in the day, because we got to hit three and four today to be able to finish what we're planning on starting. And that is my theme today, finishing what we start. Before I get into that, I want to thank Kayla Gubav, who is sponsoring today's recording. And also special thanks to Eric and Avital Smith for sponsoring the entire series, along with some of the other series sponsors, which I'll make mention of in the text here. So I shared something in this recording of this chapter, really, on day three, finishing what we start, having to do with something from yesterday's Parsha, Parshat Shoftim, that we just read in synagogue, literally just yesterday, where the Torah informs us of three categories of people who are excused from combat. First of all, someone who builds a home but hasn't yet lived in it. Second, someone who's planted a vineyard but hasn't yet redeemed it. Third, a man who becomes engaged to a woman but hasn't yet married her. And the Torah says that each of these three people are exempt from military service, from the Jewish army, quote, lest the person die in battle. And then the person who builds that home will have to endure someone else inaugurating it. The man who plants a vineyard will have to suffer someone else redeeming it. And the guy who gets engaged will have someone else marrying his beloved. And I asked the question, like, why are these three individuals singled out? I mean, shouldn't we be concerned for the loss of any, person's life, any human life? Why are these three types of people? Someone who built a home but hasn't yet moved in, someone who planted a vineyard but hasn't redeemed it, someone who's engaged but not yet married. Why are they more worthy of a military exemption than anyone else? And I shared an idea that I had studied years ago with my dear friend, Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, who's now the president of Yeshiva University, and he suggested, I remember this, that it's more distressing to have a person's life cut short after working so hard to build something, right? But before being able to then enjoy the fruits of your labor, right? War, there's nothing good about it. War is always awful, but it's even worse to lose something you spent a lifetime building. And the Torah really wants us, I believe, to develop a sensitivity to human life, but to further emphasize the extra sensitivity that we should have to somebody who started something and could not complete it. And I mentioned this at the end, just think about how amazing it is when we finish something. If anyone's ever had the opportunity to do what's called a siyum, right, which is a celebration of the completion of a tractate of Talmud or some other major, milestone in one's learning. It's the best feeling in the world to finish something, right? And when you're cut off, when you put some effort into something, and then for some reason, you couldn't finish it either. It was because of some circumstance out of our own control or because we were just lazy. Whatever the reason is, it's such an important thing. And to be sensitive when that is taken away from another person. And I was thinking, what could I add, to this extra special sensitivity? This is a month where we're supposed to be looking out for our own spiritual growth. Elul anila dodiva dodi li. I'm for my beloved is for me. But I also mentioned on the first day that Ish lereu matanot levimin. That's another acronym for the Hebrew letters Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Elul, Ish lereu matanot levyonim, that we have to think about giving gifts to our friends. During this period of time, we should be giving extra tzedakah, extra charity, and I thank all the sponsors, of course, but we have to think extra about those who are not just down and out, but got cut off from what they were doing, something that they could have accomplished. And also, it's just a way of thinking about this 40-day chat of just trying to say, you know what? I started something. Please, God, I'm going to finish it. I know I'm at the very beginning here. So what could I add to this that's not in the chapter? I was studying with my son, Ezra, last night, and he shared with me this famous passage in the Talmud. And it's a Gemara, because it's wonderful to see through whatever it is that we want to accomplish in our lives. But let's take it a step further. The opportunity to do something in our lives today that's going to benefit not ourselves. It's not going to only allow us to finish something in this life, in our world, but something for the next generation. And the Gemara tells us that one day, this great Talmudic sage was walking, Choni HaMagel, very, very famous personality from the Talmud. He was once walking along the road. He saw a certain man planting a carob tree. And Choni said to this guy who was planting the carob tree, after how many years will it bear fruit? And the man said back to him, about 70 years. And Choni said, 70 years? You're not going to look at the person, and he says, you're not going to live 70 years that you can expect to benefit from this tree. And the man said back to him that when I came into this world, I found a world filled with carob trees. And just like my ancestors planted for me, I too am planting for my descendants. And that's a beautiful idea. What is it that we can do, not just during this 40 days, that's going to enable us to have a great year to come? Okay, that's the here and now, and that's amazing. That's what this challenge is for. But what can I do with my life? What is something I can plant now that is going to yield fruit and benefit not simply me, but the next generation? Now, I always tell my students, of course, that's Torah, that's mitzvos. Whatever we do that's following the Torah is planting a seed that will out-survive us. It's going to do something for the next generation. If you're listening to this and you have children and you're able to send them to Jewish day school, if you're listening to this and you are starting to think about observing Shabbat, believe it or not, even if you're a single person in your 20s, that observance of Shabbat is going to, please God, carry on to the next generation if you become committed to it. Whatever Torah, a mitzvot, whatever you study that is beyond this world, which we believe the Torah partakes of Hashem, the Zohar says that the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Chadhu, God and the Torah are one. So when we study Torah, we're latching onto something that will out-survive us. Or think about something that you can do now for your kids or your unborn children by developing certain good habits in life, whether they're religious, spiritual habits, health habits that will carry on because other people will see you'll keep doing it, you'll live longer, you'll be able to benefit other people. Think about what it is we can do right now that will not only help us in 40 days on Yom Kippur, but please God in the next generation. Have a wonderful day.